Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. This being Mother's Day, this evening's show is all about mothers, mamas, grandmas, mammies, and maybe even a mother-in-law or two. Anna Jarvis is credited with bringing about the official observances of Mother's Day. Her campaign to establish such a holiday began as a remembrance of her own mother, who died in 1905 and who had, in the late 19th century, tried to establish Mother's Friendship Days as a way to heal the scars of the Civil War. 2 years after her mother died, Jarvis held a ceremony in Grafton, West Virginia, to honor her. She was so moved by the proceedings that she began a massive campaign to adopt a formal holiday honoring mothers, and in 1910, West Virginia became the first state to recognize Mother's Day. A year later, nearly every state officially marked the day, and in 1914, President Woodrow Wilson officially proclaimed Mother's Day as a national holiday to be held on the second Sunday of May. Here to start off this special Mother's Day edition of Rapidly Rotating Records is Maurice Elwin.
Leaving your own people, things all seem to go wrong. there's a saying all today, kick them home till they pay. But let me tell you one thing, when you wander away, no one loves you any better than your M-A-double-M-Y. And when you start to cry, he'll dry each tipple, make you tipple. No matter where you roam, your thoughts always stray back to a little shack, a cozy little nest so far away. M is for the mince pie she used to make, A is for the apples in her apple cake, double M is for the many miles you had to roam, and Y is that you're yearning just to get back home. So you roam this whole world over, say you love like her you can't find, for no one loves you any better than your M-A-double-M-Y.
I was fond, but she contracted then a severe attack of blonde. And how I blushed and tingled when first her hair was bob. And when she came home, she thought of joy my day was robbed. I crumpled up and absolutely sobbed. That new-fangled mother of mine, that star-fangled mother of mine, don't know what she's like. She's one amongst a million, one by motorbike. She occupies a billion, and thanks to that mother of mine, all fancy dress balls I decline. Since I found that the bacchante in the costume rather scanty was that new-fangled mother of mine. Gone is my affection, I have to turn away from her schoolgirl complexion that changes twice a day. The midnight oil she's burning, she's never home till three. Her dances she keeps learning, some fancy step and she comes home at dawn and practices on me. That new-fangled mother of mine, that foot-tangled mother of mine, her partners all lose heart, and round she keeps on whirling them, and now she wants to start a polo team of hurling them. And thanks to that mother of mine, we're scared at wherever we dine, was the queen of the assembly, roping steers and things at Wembley, was that newfangled mother of mine. That newfangled mother of mine. That jade-jangled mother of mine. She'll show you what to do, and ship me for a Niagara. On Monday she will do, like water and Niagara. And thanks to that mother of mine, for bright young things I buy the wine. For there's no one takes more pleasure in a midnight hunt for treasure than that newfangled mother of mine.
From his last commercial disc, recorded September 29th, 1930, that was Frank Banta with Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh's Go Home and Tell Your Mother. Before Frank Banta, from the musical Primrose, we heard That Newfangled Mother of Mine with the music by George Gershwin. The Ira Gershwin lyrics were sung there by comedian Leslie Henson, who starred in the show. Primrose opened at the Winter Garden Theatre in London on September 11, 1924, where it ran for 255 performances, but it didn't premiere in the U.S. until 1987. That Newfangled Mother of Mine was preceded by No One Loves You Better Than Your M-A-Double-M-Y, written by Bud Nelson and Harry Link. The vocal duo on that February 26, 1923 Victor recording was Ed Small and Billy Murray, who were backed by the Virginians, the studio band directed by Ross Gorman within the Paul Whiteman Orchestra. We began this special Mother's Day edition of Rapidly Rotating Records with the Rhythm Maniacs, a pseudonym for a studio band directed by Arthur Lally and Dream Mother. Maurice Elwin was the vocalist on that November 21, 1929 recording. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Continuing this special Mother's Day edition of Rapidly Rotating Records, here's Richard Himber and his orchestra.
watching a deep blue sky when Mother Nature sings a lullaby. The moon bends low, kissing each rose goodnight when Mother Nature sings a lullaby. Our cares and all our troubles will soon be put to flight. The gentle breeze of evening will blow them through the night. Each heartache gone, many new hopes are born when Mother Nature sings a lullaby.
Thank you. love affairs, plenty love affairs in this town. Young and bold,
yes.
Hot and cold,
no.
You can keep the rest, I have found the best in this town. Beautiful and worth her weight in gold. Oh, I'm all dolled up in the Sunday best, and it fills me with delight, 'cause I'm gonna take my mother out tonight. Now I don't want benches in the park or the moon that's shining bright, 'cause I'm gonna take my mother out tonight. All my sweeties will be staring as we dance around the hall at the gingham gown she's wearing and her little old bonnet and shawl. Oh, I'm crazy about that someone who will always treat me right. So I'm gonna take my mother out tonight.
A good suggestion for this Mother's Day, take your mother out tonight. That was Brian Lawrence and his Qualinos Quartet, with Brian Lawrence performing the vocal. That Decca 78 was recorded June 12, 1934. Before Brian Lawrence, we heard Billy Jones with Willard Robison and his orchestra and Little Mother, written by Erno Rappi and Lou Pollock. Little Mother was the theme music for the John Ford picture Four Sons, a silent film with synchronized music and sound effects, which debuted at the Gaiety Theatre in New York on February 13, 1928. We began this segment with Richard Himber and his Essex House Orchestra and When Mother Nature Sings Her Lullaby. The vocalist on that June 21, 1938 Victor recording was Stuart Allen. Getting back to the history of Mother's Day, unfortunately, Anna Jarvis's accomplishment of having Mother's Day proclaimed a national holiday soon turned bitter for her. She was outraged by the commercialization of the holiday and filed a lawsuit to stop a 1923 Mother's Day festival, and was even arrested for disturbing the peace at a War Mothers convention where mothers sold white carnations to raise money. White carnations were Jarvis's symbol for mothers. Anna Jarvis died in 1948 at age 84. Although she founded Mother's Day, she was not a mother herself, and she had run through her fortune trying to stop the commercialization of the holiday. Shortly before her death, from a nursing home where every Mother's Day her room had been filled with cards from all over the world, she told a reporter she was sorry she had ever started Mother's Day. Continuing this special Mother's Day edition of the show, here's the golden voice of radio. No, not me, Frank Munn.
Bringing me dreams of that wonderful mother of mine. The birds never sing, but a message they bring of that wonderful mother of mine. Just to bring back the time that was so sweet to me, just to bring back the days when I sat on her knee. You are a wonderful mother, dear old mother of mine. You hold a spot down deep in my heart till the stars no longer shine. Live on forever, on through the fields of time. be another to me, like that wonderful mother of mine.
Thank you.
Clarence Williams and his orchestra on a record made May 14, 1935, Let Every Day Be Mother's Day, written by Clarence Williams, Tasha Hammond, and Willie the Lion Smith. Let Every Day Be Mother's Day was preceded by the Dorsey Brothers and their orchestra with a vocal by Irving Kaufman and Your Mother and Mine, written by Joe Goodwin and Gus Edwards. That OK 78 was recorded July 12, 1929. We began with The Golden Voice of Radio, Frank Munn, and That Wonderful Mother of Mine, written by Clyde Hager and Walter Goodman. That was recorded March 21, 1928. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. This is a special Mother's Day edition of Rapidly Rotating Records, and so far we've had songs all about mothers. But there are, of course, other pronouns for mother. Thank you.
mamá Inés, ay mamá Inés, todo lo negro tomamos café, ay mamá Inés, ay mamá Inés, todo lo negro tomamos café.
Thank you. My mommy sent me to the store, to the store, to the store. But what my mommy sent me for, I really can't remember. I think it was the grocery. Let me see, let me see. Oh gee, oh gosh, oh gee. I don't remember. I've forgotten what she needed for the pantry shelf. All I know is that she said to keep a nickel for myself, and I got that. But mommy sent me to the store, to the store, to the store. But what my mommy sent me for, I really can't remember. Can you boys help me out?
Did she send you out for pie?
No, you know she didn't ask for pie.
Did she want a loaf of rye?
You know my mama didn't like no liquids, no. Supposed to buy. Oh, I really can't remember. My memory is so unreliable, mercy.
Some rapidly rotating records with other pronouns for mother. We started with the Dorsey Brothers and their orchestra with Bill Dutton providing the vocal on That's My Mammy from May 22, 1928. That's My Mammy was written by Harry Pease, Abel Baer, and Ed G. Nelson. Next, it was Fred Sugar Hall and his Sugar Babies and Mama Inez. The vocal refrain was by Fred Hall, and the vocal effects were by Arthur Fields. Now, I have a number of versions of Mama Inez, but none can match that one with its energy, instrumental effects, and Arthur Fields' maniacal laugh. That was recorded June 12, 1930, but unfortunately was never issued. Mama Inez was followed by the California Ramblers from a Vocalion 78, waxed January 31, 1922, and My Mammy Knows, written by Harry DaCosta and M.K. Jerome. We finished up with Thomas Fats Waller and his rhythm and My Mommy Sent Me to the Store, written by Sid Bass and Ken Hecht from July 16, 1940.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
You may wish to have a tissue handy for this last set of Mother's Day songs. Here's Waring's Pennsylvanians. Thank you.
she sold that road all paved with gold I found in my mother's eyes. Just like a wandering sparrow, one lonely soul, I walked the straight and narrow to reach my goal. God's gifts sent from above are real and selfish love.
Every night, those who are and a baby, your mother, like she babied you. Back in your baby days, maybe your mother is lonesome and blue, waiting for you and needing you too. The debt of love you owe her you can never pay. Go take her in your arms and kiss her tears away. And baby, your mother, like she babied you, back in your baby days. When you were a little shaver and went a-tumbling down, who kissed the spot to make it well? Your mother, I'll be bound. And when the sandman wouldn't sprinkle sand upon your eyes, it was your mother soothed you with her tender lullaby. When you grew older doing things you really shouldn't do, in right or wrong, your mother still stuck by you through and through. Maybe you haven't written, perhaps she's sad and blue. Go kiss the spot to make it well the way she used to do. You never miss the sunshine until the shadows fall. Don't wait until it's too late when she won't be here at all. So today go baby your mother like she babied you. Back in your baby.
I told you to have a tissue handy. The original Radio Girl, Von DeLeith from 1928, and Baby Your Mother Like She Babied You. Before Von DeLeith, it was Henry Burr from March of 1916, and M-O-T-H-E-R, a word that means the world to me. We started with Claire Hanlon and Waring's Pennsylvanians in Chicago on January 23, 1929, and My Mother's Eyes. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more Rapidly Rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. ¶¶